Article 43, which is to transact any other business that may legally come before us. I'm going to ask that you don't move to adjourn until we've had a chance to announce the total amounts that we've appropriated. I don't know if that's something we're ready for yet. We'll be ready for it. Is there any other business that you'd like to see come before us? It has to be legal business, Paul. Go ahead, Paul.
The question that I had before that was tabled and pushed to the end, and it has to do with access to the current administrative offices in the Masonic Town Lodge with that dip at the end. If anyone's considered, whether it's the road agent or if we have to talk to someone, to improve that somewhat, to make it easier to go up and down that hill.
Okay, so that is a question about the hill.
Yeah, it's if there is a negative to the offices being at the top of Schoolhouse Hill, that would be the one negative is the fact that we have that ramp, that hill to get up over, because that's coming off a state highway. I do think that probably the patrolman and District 3 probably can work with Scott to try to work with something. But I think the reality of that is we just all need, as we leave and arrive at the office building, we just need to be careful as we make the turn and up the hill. That topography is going to be very difficult to change, and to make the curb cut there at the state highway.
Wait till you get the microphone.
Is there another access way on the other side of the gazebo that kind of come up?
No.
I guess it's on someone else's property.
There is an old right of way that runs in front of Bill Carney's house. let's pick on Bill. We go back to the original deeds of when those properties were first created in those subdivisions in the wee early 1800s. And there was specific language that those driveways, or should I say the access to the schoolhouse, which meant all of those driveways not be, that access not be infringed upon. So those right-of-ways have existed. I don't know how Bill would feel about that. I know that right now we don't plow it through.
Okay, we have a total of the amount that was appropriated, and that amount is $5,020,526. And our road agent Scott Brooks has a business that he'd like to bring before us. Scott. $5,020,526. Scott actually mentioned to me before the meeting started, of course, you know, the Brookses have a maple syrup business, and Scott suggested that if things get really, really tense, to remind people that there are sweet things that you could do after this meeting. So, is that what you're going to invest in? Oh, okay. Get the microphone.
I think you'd have to look back, Alan. Probably close to 30 years ago, but I think we voted away one of those right-of-ways.
We did discontinue it. I do remember, Scott, that there was an article 100 years ago to do that, and I just didn't remember whether that was ever... but you remember that did pass. Yeah, so that to answer your question, Paul, that right-of-way no longer exists.
Look at Bill, he's like...
All right, back to Bill. Right over here.
Access
Bill Barrett. So 5,020,000 and some, but on page 43, I'm just wondering if the amount of revenues and credits is still the same.
Yes. So the revenues deducted, it gives you a total on the bottom of page 43 of 3,358,701, and you have to add the 56,000 that was just voted for the mini splits to that number, and that's the number of by taxation.
All right. Any other business to legally come before us?
Motion to adjourn.
Oh, right here. State your name. Right here, with the microphone.
Dan Keating. I just had a question. It seems there's going to be so much activity going on top of the hill up by the town offices and the Masonic Temple, and it was stated at last year's meeting that there's no way a fire truck can get up that hill in the wintertime. That, does the insurance company know that? I mean, are we insured enough?
Rob, could you speak to that, please?
In the event any of the buildings or the residents that's on the hill, we're not putting a truck up there anyway. It gets too close to it. We have our hand lines that we pull are 200 feet each. We have lines that we can extend that. The angle of the pitch anyway, even if we tried to go halfway up, the, I guess we'll call it the west side that kind of parallels it a little bit, that would be about it. But if that building's going, and if it happens, it's going, we'd melt the paint off the truck. So we would be on the roadside, and we would stretch lines up to the location there. Because we have tried, the truck, our trucks are too long. Our rescue makes it up there, but one of the fire trucks, that's not going to happen. It'll be too close.
Any other business? Over here, Paul.
Hi, sorry. So last night the school passed $4.6 million for their budget. And if we add this $3.4 million, basically because you have to add the 56,000 in, it comes to a little more than $8 million. And is that... Well, okay, then if we do $5 million, it comes to $9.6 million. And what I'm doing is I'm looking at, on page 57, what the 2024 breakdown was, and that was $8.5 million. So are we $1.1 million higher than last year?
You haven't taken the revenues out, Paul.
Which is over $1 million. Yeah, okay.
So we've spent $5 million, but our tax number is going to be, as the gentleman just pointed out for you, on page 43, that 3,358,701 plus 56,000.
Yeah, which is 3,004,000.
Right.
Which if you, is that the only thing that you add to the school's budget to come up with a number?
Correct.
Well then, 3,4 plus 4,6 is...
Plus eight, the county, eight. Plus the school.
Okay. All right.
So if you go through all of the categories there.
Okay, in the end, we're slightly over from last year. Then.
We're 10 cents. We went up 10 cents, and as the school went up 14.7 cents.
Okay, so 25 total. 25.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's what I was looking for. Thanks.
Okay.
Any other business to come before us? Right over here. Right. A move to adjourn. All in favor, raise your voter card. All opposed? This meeting is declared adjourned. The polls downstairs will stay open till 7 p.m. tonight.